Oh, yes, indeed. There's a light right here on WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And we're answering your questions all across the nation at 888-565-1470. And, of course, we want to visit you on Facebook and on YouTube. So, hashtag Sarah Spiritual. Visit the Sarah Spiritual page. And if you want to learn more about me and the work that I do, you can go to sarahspiritual.com. And there you can find out about my products and my personal sessions if you want to have a personal session with me. And you can also learn more about my Expedito Enlightenment Center. We are located in West Palm Beach, and we have products, we have books, we have incense, we have crystals, quite a few crystals. And I understand we've got some magnificent crystals out there. So we've got some beautiful products that you can use, and we've got a new moon and a new attitude coming up. So this new moon is going to be on Friday, so be sure to pick up your new moon candle, your new moon spray, your new moon oil, and your new moon bath. And by the light of the silvery new moon, we're going to swoon, everybody, because we're starting new beginnings and new energy. Matter of fact, that's a great lead-in to my friend, my astrologer, Stacey Haller. So we're going to go to Stacey, and she is going to fill us in on what's coming up and what the stars look like. I don't know, are the stars out tonight? I don't care if it's cloudy or bright. Let's see, Stacey, how you doing out there?
Hi, Sarah. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well here in South Florida. This side of Florida seems to be a little more sunny than the other side of Florida, but We are hanging in there, a little tropical storm just kind of breezing on by. So, Miss Stacey, tell us, what do we have going on in the stars and the planets and the moon? We've got a new moon coming up.
Sarah, I just have to say, I don't know what kind of power you have, but the minute you said the word storm, thunder went off outside my apartment building. So I just had a comment on that. It was not raining until you mentioned that.
Yeah,
so
well, I feel the earth move under my feet. So tell us what's going to happen on this planet here.
Well, we are in Cancer season, but first I will let everybody know, take a deep breath. Today, finally, the shadow of the Mercury retrograde is over.
Good.
So we could breathe and have that past us. Cancer season, which we're in the midst of right now, is all about home and personal affairs and nurturing and protection and entertaining in our homes or outside as need be. So it's a very warm season coming in for us to take a look at our emotions. And this month is all about emotions because that's what the moon represents. Mm. So with the new moon in Cancer, and the moon does rule Cancer, it's going to be particularly emotionally triggering for our water sign friends. So if you have your moon in Cancer or your sun in Cancer, you're going to feel this Friday's new moon a little bit more. So take a deep breath.
Okay. Well, we're going to I think everyone needs to take a deep breath because it's just been a heck of a ride coming out of Mercury retrograde. Definitely had some shakeups in Mercury retrograde for sure.
You know, when we talk about, you know, I'm one of those people who definitely sees the retrograde as a time of not being that horror that we anticipate. Now, I'm not a Pollyanna. When everything blows up and your internet blows up and you miss things during a Mercury retrograde, yes, that aggravates me as much as everyone else. But it is a good time for us to take a look back at things and reflect. And it was interesting thinking about you talking about time in a bottle of reflecting back to nurturing times.
Yes.
Where you're using home and security. And that's really what Cancer is all about. And we need to hold on to those feelings as we go through rough times. So it was so fortuitous, not really, with you, I know, to be talking about this during Cancer season.
Yes, and so Stacey, I'm gonna put you on the spot. If you could save time in a bottle, what's the memory you'd like to hold? What comes up for you?
Obviously, I've been thinking about that, listening to you in the last hour, and really what kept coming to me were the times that I've spent with loved ones who aren't here anymore that made me feel secure and loved. The people and the times in my life where I could totally be myself and feel free,
or
feel the warmth of the sun, those are the things that I want to keep bottled up so that when you do, like you say, go through the rougher times, you have that saved up to help you get through.
Beautiful. So what do we got coming up here now that we got all mushy?
Well, to be a little bit mushier, I will just say that we do, we brought up the retrograde because the outer planets, Mercury is one of our inner planets, our personal planets, so it affects us greatly on a daily basis.
Right.
But we have five outer planets going into retrograde for the rest of the summer and into the fall. And they're larger. They're more evolutionary. So we have Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune and Pluto and Chiron all in retrograde for the next couple of months. And really what that means is in all those outer evolutionary areas, we need to rethink, to look back. Jupiter brings us expansion. So when it's in retrograde, maybe we don't want to take those really big risks and we want to think through it a little more. Or Saturn is in retrograde. Saturn's all about structures and plans. So maybe we want to rethink those things during a retrograde.
Right.
Are the plans working? Things like that. Neptune, especially with Neptune in retrograde, that's when we have to make sure we're not looking through rose-colored glasses. Neptune likes to bring illusions and dreams and fantasies through us. So when it's in retrograde, it's saying, don't take off the rose-colored glasses. Make sure you know what you're looking at.
Absolutely.
So those are the kind of things. So it's all very reminiscent of taking a look closely at things, weeding out what doesn't work anymore, and really planning for the new things moving forward.
And that movement forward is, of course, at our direction. So if someone is planning to do some expansion, it's not just about the planet Venus, for instance, being retrograde. It also depends on, where Venus is placed in their chart. It may not have as much of an impact on one particular person as it may another. It's also true.
It's very true. I mean, what we're talking about when we talk about where it is in the sign it's in, it really is only half of the picture.
Right.
The other half of the picture, which you know from your birth and natal chart, is where does that fall in your life? Are you going to feel it in your home? Are you going to feel it in your work life? Are you going to feel it in your relationships?
Right.
And actually, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about in our class this week. So in our moon class, we're talking about how the new moon is affecting everyone. And in the class, I'm going to share where you could find out where these fall in your chart and what areas of your life will you feel that most directly.
Absolutely. So, Stacey, let's talk about our moon class for just a minute. So we're going to understand our moon sign. Everyone may know their sun sign, but they may not understand the impact and the meaning of a moon sign and how that can affect us in relationships with other people as well. So we have a class this Friday night. Everyone listening, you can learn more about the class and please register at sarahspiritual.com, or you can register at destinyinthestars.com. This will help you connect to understanding your moon sign and its connection to your chart and how it impacts you. And Stacey, that class, so everyone knows, is going to be closing out by midnight tomorrow night. So we must be registered by the end of tomorrow in order to participate in this great class. I know it's going to be jam-packed, full of information, Stacey. Tell us a little bit more of what we're going to be talking about in the moon class.
Well, one of the things, first I want everybody to know, don't worry if you do not know your moon sign. By registering by tomorrow night, if you send us the birth information, we'll also provide your chart. So you'll know what your moon sign is and what house it's in. But one of the things I'm including in the class that I think most people I know will be interested in is compatibilities. So if the moon represents your emotions and your feeling of security and where you like to feel the most secure in your life, I'm going to show you a way to understand someone else's moon sign in your life and how you could work together or maybe not work together in a pair. So I think that'll be a fun part of the class, talking about looking at compatibilities and how to know someone else's moon sign. And if they're the right person that makes you feel good and secure, or the person that never makes you feel good and secure.
So where someone's moon sign is, who you're considering dating or dating, could be a great impact into how the relationship unfolds and some of the challenges you could have in the relationship, yes?
There are many applications, Sarah. I actually was speaking with a friend who was taking care of her mother who just started to have dementia. But by understanding how she felt more secure, we were able to talk about things she could do for her that intrinsically would make her calm. and feel secure. You know, if her moon is in Virgo, if she accomplished a task, mm-hmm. that would make her feel really accomplished and calm. So there are many ways and many relationships in your life, with your family, with your friends, with your lovers. You know, your compatibility and your moon sign, it's only one part of compatibility, but I think most people would say emotions are pretty important.
They are very, very important, and they tend to run high in family relationships and love relationships. So knowing how to navigate those waters, and it's all about navigating the choppy waters at times so we can get to the crystal clear blue skies and sea. Stacy, how can people find out more about you?
Please visit me at destinyinthestars.com. You could read a little bit about my history and my past and the types of readings that I do as well. I'd love to see you all in this class. Most people think astrology is just your sun sign. There is just so much more and so much more insights you can have about yourself and others through learning about astrology that I'm happy to share that with you all.
And if someone isn't able to take the class, but they would like to have a personal session and connect and understand their birth chart, that's something that you can do. You can go over their natal chart, yes?
Absolutely. I do birth chart readings as well as for children and for infants as well. And then, of course, yearly birth returns, questions you may have. There are many reasons people visit an astrologer. So please reach out to me. You could contact me on my website, and we could chat about what you're interested in.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. We are really very enthusiastic about having class with you on Friday night. If you'd love to register for our moon sign class, it's a fabulous night for a moon dance. Mm. Yes. So we're going to have a good time on our moon class. And so we'd love to have you register by midnight tomorrow night. If you don't have your birth chart, just give us your birth information. You'll be able to fill out the form, and Stacy will have that ready for you for class on Friday. Everyone, have a great time in class. We're going to see you on Friday night. Stacy, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here live on WWNN and sharing your wisdom and knowledge on astrology and giving us some insight on the month to come. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm excited to see you all Friday night.
See you all Friday night. Thanks so much, Stacy. Bye for now.
Bye.
To learn more about Stacy, be sure to go to destinyinthestars.com.